Outlaw is just kind of like the once-a-year thing. That's just what they call it, but it's not called that in the statute itself. It's just that on my yearly, year-end statement. Pardon?
I think it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. I amend my motion if you'd like, or whatever you want to do.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said I can amend my motion if you'd like, or whatever you want to do.
Well,
I'll amend my motion to say abate as opposed to outlaw.
For the statute. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been called on that one before.
Public hearing to set county levy. Pursuant to 137.055 of the revised Missouri statute, Taney County does hereby call a public hearing to determine the levy to be set by the Taney County General Revenue and Road and Bridge Department on September 13th. At what time is it? We're not at 9. Well, I can just call it 9:14.
You're posted, I think, for 9:30.
So. I say, what time was in the... Well, we're posted for 9. What time was it in the
I'm
paper?
Sorry. I believe it was in the newspaper for 9:30.
So we need to wait until 9:30.
So we'll hold off and move on down the agenda, and we'll come back to our public hearing to set the levy. Next on the agenda, bid recommendations for insurance broker of record, health and property.
Reference to insurance broker of record for health and property and liability 202106-481 for health and 202106-482 for property and liability. In the health portion, we received 6 responses. Barker Phillips Jackson, Navant Benefit Advisors, Cottingham and Butler Insurance Services, Connell Insurance, Alice Acres and Arney, and National Benefit Services. And on the portion of property and liability, we received responses from Alice Acres and Arney, Navant Benefit Advisors, and Connell Insurance. As you know, we put together a employee committee panel, and I just want to commend all of them for taking time out of their day to meet, listen to presentations, evaluate. It's kind of a rigorous review process. In your packets, you should have 2 worksheets, one for health and one for property and liability. You'll notice there were 5 criteria that we scored on the presentations. One being cost to the county, flexibility to offer programs and plans, experience, local service and agent availability, and the last one being references. There's a total of 25 points. And on, we'll start with health first. Alice Acres and Arney, their total was 21. Barker Phillips and Jackson received a total point of 20.5. and Connell Insurance received a total of 15.75. On the property and liability side, Aulis Acres and Arnie received a total of 21, and Connell Insurance received a total of 16.5. Those total numbers were pulled together from our committee, who did an individual analysis, and then those totals are an average.
And your score being used 5, a 4 is the highest cost, and a 1 would be your lowest. Okay.
Talking about on the criteria, when 5 would be your highest point that you
can receive,
not just for cost.
Okay. So then I would assume if I have a higher point, then that's going to cost the county lower.
Yes.
Okay.
The recommendation of the committee is to go with Aulis Acres and Arnie for both health and property and liability.
Can you remind me how the committee was formed?
I sent an email out to our elected officials, and they sent me names that they felt like would be good candidates.
So then those names were reached out to and then asked to be on the committee?
Yes.
I see here in the letter you guys it says Dawn and I. Nikki, are you I?
I am I.
You guys are a non-voting party?
Correct.
You guys have any questions?
I listened to all the presentations, the 3 that were chosen, and the comments of each of you in regard to the answers that were given to the people when they ask. And I'm aware of events that took place in regard to some of those also. That's just for the record. But with that, if no one else has comment. And then I looked up what is the duties of a broker, and I would make a motion that we stay with Aulis Acres and Arnie for the health insurance, according to the recommendation.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thoughts on the property and liability?
Is he asking me or you?
Either one.
I guess either one of us.
I move to award the bid for insurance broker of record for property and liability to Aulis Acres and Arnie based on committee panel's recommendation.
Have a second. Guess we don't have a second. Motion dies.
Did a present provider save us any money on the that he brought before to the county as a broker?
I believe he was asked to go out for recommendation for different companies, and he did find Travelers Insurance to save, I think, approximately $130,000.
Yeah, and the job of a broker is to do that, to go out, to check, to do the best price and the best service for what the your county requires to check that out.
Yes.
I think in prior years, even with the current broker, we said we wanted to stay with, who are we with? I forget. Mopern?
I'm sorry?
We used to be with.
We used to be with Mopern, but that we requested to stay with
increase.
Mopern.
Yeah. So because of the price increase, we requested to go
at the out. At Mopern's price increase is when we requested for the broker to go and look at other.
And the way we know about the price increase is a broker brings it to us. They check with other companies, and they bring to you the savings, what it would be.
Every year.
And does the broker get a percentage from the companies that they're with? Like your insurance companies.
I think I saw
that in your
2% was, I think, pretty 2 to 3% was average on what each of them did.
So the insurance company also that we go with, I believe in your guys' presentation that was pointed out.
Yes,
that the broker also receives from that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.